on maynard.com.au. Hey, you! Well, it's that time once again to revisit a time without temperance, but boy, did we get laid. The Horden Tavilion years with Jeff the Shopkeeper.
Hello, Maynard. Nice to be back.
At Maynard's Malaise, where we look at some music that really has been buried for a while. And, you know,
it's also good. The feedback we've been getting from these podcasts as well, it's been very enthusiastic.
Yes, mixed could be the other one. Like, I've never heard so much junk in all my life, or can you sell me some drugs? Or, they seem to be the two things we seem to get.
I would have gone, what the fuck? Which could be said about what we're going to talk about today, really. This song that was really big at the time, and people go, ooh, they don't play that on the radio now. Well, when we talk about it, you'll see why.
And see, they never actually played it on the radio then. You might have heard it on Triple J. You might have heard it, like I might have played it, Tim Ritchie might have played it at night at Triple J. You know, pretty much a full-on rave track. It was definitely considered at the time because of its sound. Everything starts with an E.
It came in about 89, I believe, yeah?
Yep. 89. It just sort of said what everyone was doing at the time. It didn't chart particularly big. It only got to about 69 or maybe 59 on a good day in the UK, and even less successful here. I think if you were around at the time at a rave, and also someone asked me during the week, what was the difference between the Horden Pavilion parties and proper raves? Someone younger was asking me about that. And basically, I didn't go to so many raves as such. I sort of went to the more house parties that were done in illegal warehouses. Raves were a much more intense thing, weren't they, Jeff?
Yeah, and they came along a bit later as well. They started probably 91, 92, and that's when, like, early techno, let's say To Unlimited.
Also with raves in the late 80s, early 90s, Redfern was being redeveloped and gentrified at that stage. So you had a lot of warehouses that were going to be demolished or renovated, and you could have, like, a one-off event in there. And also public liability wasn't the problem it is today.
Didn't even come into the equation at the time.
Fire stairs? What? Do we need them?
I remember going to a rave in Alexandria somewhere, and it was like the roof was about 10 foot above me, and Rosala played. She came out and sang Everybody's Free, because a friend of mine actually got up on stage and danced with her, and it was at some dingy kind of like dumpy building in Alexandria somewhere.
Now, you sure it wasn't her or MC Blue or one of the other ones you get mixed up with all the time?
No, it was Rosala.
It wasn't Sabrina Johnson.
No, the medication's working today. It was Rosala.
Lots of largely flared denim, almost 70s style denim was worn at them in the flared department.
Yes, very fluoro and very lots of
fun fur.
Fun fur. And also the other thing I remember about early raves too.
With the great headgear. They always had great headgear on, great hats and things.
They also made a big thing of the big laser. Oh, we've got a 100,000 colour laser, which by today's standard is piss poor, really. It was like, oh, here's a light bulb.
You probably use it now as a point of your PowerPoint demonstration.
Yeah, or point at helicopters going over.
And there was one rave track which stood out amongst all others. I actually played this on Triple J and got in trouble from listeners. You know Triple J was changing when I played this, because I played this straight after the news, I think at 3 or 4 o'clock. I was filling in for Ian Rogerson at the time. Lo and behold, this person rings up and says, why are you playing music like that when you could be playing nice music like Crowded House? Now, you know, when Triple J listeners are ringing up asking for Crowded House, that something had changed in the listenership at that stage. But this song was also a copyright minefield.
I was just about to say that, because it wasn't the estate of the composer, because it was a classical piece.
That's right, Karl Orff. It's based on his, and I hope I've pronounced that
but
correctly.
It's actually credited to Karl Orff as well on the label.
Yes. Just because you credit someone with something doesn't mean you can sample their work. Even if you are intending to give them some of the money, you have to have permission from the estate. Mm. And the estate did not like them doing that. Aria rang me up and we did a piece with this on air about, you know, you can't play that because the estate hasn't given permission. And if I'd known the history of Karl Orff, I sort of said, well, that's interesting. We promise we won't mention Karl Orff and his Nazi connection there, because he was on Hitler's top 10.
So we're jumping forward to 92 now, and this is apotheosis.
If you aren't peaking when you hear this, I mean, you might have never had drugs, but you'll feel like you've had them when you hear a bit of this.
Oh, Fortuna.
That was the real hands in your air track.
I've got a great story about that too, because when I used to DJ at Carmen's, which is down the south in Miranda, and it blew up the sound system no more than 3 times on a Friday night, because we'd finish with the song at the end of the night and the sound system would just go... It was a great song to end the night.
The Mad Club actually performed, the group, myself and two other guys, we just mucked around. We basically had a food fight in a club, and we did it at Carmen's at Miranda, except the stage was above the bar. And at one stage, we had a hose out, hosing the audience, and they were throwing things back at us. Think of it as the scene in the Blues Brothers with the chicken wire, except one side had a hose.
everything starts with an E. Back at the time, people in the know knew what an E was because they were only brand new. The Summer of Love was like 88 in London and it was like 89 over here. So this song came out in the Summer of Love and everything starts with an E, which was kind of like a double entendre, which means like, yeah, everything, the word starts with an E, but everything also can start with an E, if you know what I mean. And the other song that springs to mind that was very, very similar was The Shaman, Ebenezer Good, Ease a Good, Ease a Good. Yeah. And everyone would go, that's a great song, but they were singing about ecstasy.
Yeah. And basically all the lyrics in the song were about getting ease or talking to dealers or something like that.
And that was one song that did get played on the radio, and people used to laugh because it was like, Ease a Good, Ease a Good. And back then they were.
To introduce a quiz into Maynard's Malaise here, like I said, which is about lots of different things, but at the moment we're just fascinated with the music of the Horden Pavilion because we're going to be dead soon and we want to make sure that someone else hears it.
A lot of truth in that.
We decided to call the quiz, Are You Peaking Like We're Peaking?
Are you peaking like I'm peaking?
And what we're going to do is play, just a very small section of a song of the time, anywhere between 88 and 95. We're going to be very general with it, aren't we, Jeff?
And we're going to make it a very well-known song as well. So it's not going to be that hard. If you know your early 90s dance music, you'll know this. You should be able to pick it up. You may not remember the name of the song, but after a little while you will.
It's only a few seconds of it. And a good thing about a podcast is you can play it over and over again. Here we go.
Are you peaking like I'm peaking? Are you peaking like we're peaking?
Which is one of the many questions that you would have got asked on the dance floor yelled in your ear. Another one was, don't peak too early, but people would say that at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
They would, and I can't remember anything about that era at all. I lived in Sydney for 6 years, no recollection whatsoever.
There was one song you wanted to mention from the rave period that sticks in your mind and your bail, Jeff.
Raves, when they started off, were more commercial kind of events, and then they went off on a little bit of a tangent as techno progressed and people got more into the, you know, the trips more than the ecstasy. And just
and tripsacy and candy flips.
And double dropping. But the other song that was really big, because Italian House was popular at the time, but also it branched off into the rave scene as well. And a song that was popular at the same time as O Fortuna was Deadly Sins, We're Going On Down, down to the funky town, which was kind of like a roller coaster. Whoa! And people would go berserk. They go nuts to that. But I thought I'd just touch on that as well, because they were the two songs for me of the rave era that really sticks in my mind.
Everything starts with me. Now, of course, this song has been remixed many, many times. I can clearly think of about 6 remixes of it.
And there was a really bad version in the 90s that was made it really fast. It was a very fast version, and it was just like nothing compared to the original.
Of course, this was co-written by Jeremy Healey, who was half of Hazy Fantasy, an old-time rival of Boy George. If you read Take It Like a Man, Boy George's wonderfully named autobiography. Yeah, Jeremy Healey and Boy George were quite competitive with each other, so it's interesting that Jeremy Healey worked on this track. I remember seeing it being performed on the stage at the Horden Pavilion. I have a feeling that she performed at one of the fun parties. Now, of course, if you want to let us know where we're wrong, the email address is maynard@maynard.com.au. And you can also contact Jeff through that. As we say, he's a high-ranking member of the New South Wales State Parliament, and he can't give you his email address. But if you want to contact him through this, that would be fine. And also, the first person that can give me the answer to our earlier quiz there, are you peaking like we're peaking, will win some sort of prize. I don't know what it'll be. It'll be something cheap. It'll be something that won't cost me much.
What about we put it together a CD compilation of all these old tracks that we've been talking about?
That's right. And because we're giving it to you as a personal friend of the show, we're not infringing copyright.
No, we've got them on vinyl, actually. See, vinyl.
Yeah. Everything starts with an E. What is it?
Everything starts with an E, apparently.
I think you still got one under the couch over there, Jeff.
Come on.
on maynard.com.au. Hey, you!